Sunday morning. Parshas Chukas. Tovshin Pei Aleph. Daf Ashur. Maseches Megillah. We're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Bey. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, it is a very, very famous Gemara we're going to be learning today. And it's connected, as usual, to a little bit to Inyan HaDiyoyim of the day. We'll see as we go through. We are still in the Mishnayos, as we said, referring to the Ein Beins, which began on Zayin Amud Beis. Ein Bein Yontov L'Shabbos was one, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim was two, Ein Bein Amud Rana Chaveiro three, Ein Bein Zav L'Zavos was four, Ein Bein Zav L'Reyeshtei Riyas was five, Ein Bein Mitzayra six, and now we're up to the seventh mission on the bottom of Chesamad Beis, Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfilin U'Mezuzis. Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfilin U'Mezuzis. Okay.
Just to note, it is 6:13 today.
Okay. Beautiful. Dr. Halek and Mishnah. Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfilin U'Mezuzis. There is no difference between Svarim, Tfilin, and Mezuzis. That is known as Stam. Svarim, Torah, and Mezuzis. Okay. Asher Svarim, we should acknowledge also that David Siegel was at the celebration of the family Simcha of his father's 100th birthday, and Mark Steinberg is in Sheva Brachas for his first married child, and Mr. Kossoff is in Eretz Yisrael. Elisha, Svarim nechtovim b'chol lashon. Svarim are written in any language. Tefillin mezuzos ain't nechtov etzel ashuris. Tefillin mezuzos are only written in ashuris. Okay, ashuris is the block letters of Lashon HaKodesh, Rashi says. If you see the Rashi on the Mishnah, six lines up at the bottom, ashuris is Lashon HaKodesh. So there's no difference in Svarim and Mezuzah. Svarim, referring to a Sefer Torah, Nechtav B'chol Lashon. So Mezuzah and Nechtav is El Ashuris. They can only be written in Ashuris.
According to Rashi, they're saying it's the calligraphy or the language.
That's the thing. That's something we'll discuss. And we'll discuss as we see it. Pashas Lashon HaKodesh means the letters, the block letters that we use in our Sefer Torah today, and the language.
How do you know how to read Rashi that way?
Okay, we'll see. In Svarim they did not permit it. Only Greek. The Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. Tanakhama says Svarim, Tefillin, Mezuzos are in the same category, except for the fact that Svarim are nechtovim b'chol lashon. Tefillin, Mezuzos are only in Ashuras. Rishon Lezion says, Apisvarim, he limited it. You can only write it in your Yevonis. Hold a tight front.
The difference would be that you don't want people thinking they're Yotze Tefillin with a foreign language, whereas the Sefer Tanakh would want people to learn in a different language?
No. That's your Svar. I didn't see that Svar anymore.
No, that's what I'm asking.
No.
So there's another difference. Like Tefillin Mezuzah had been listed in Sidra, and so it doesn't present.
That's a good question. I don't know about Kisidron. Why isn't Kisidron mentioned here? I don't know about that. You are correct that a Sefer Torah is not if you've written Kisidron, Tefillin Mezuzos do. I don't really answer that question. I like that question. Kisidron. Okay.
What does Rav Shimon Gamliel do with that?
Okay, hold on. Let's learn the Gemara here. Hold a Teifron. To sew them, now here's the new halacha. If you want to sew, we're going to see what this means in a second. Also, it is also problematic. If you have to sew them, so everything is the same. Gidin and you always need gidin and latamis yadayim zev zeshav. Now the pella here is, you don't sew by a mezuzah. That needs explanation right away. You don't sew by a mezuzah. No such thing as sewing by a mezuzah. So Okay, so that already...
Theoretically, if you had two pieces of cloth...
Okay, well, that's what they answer, which is a pelet de gezach, what you say. That is... that is the din of sewing up two parts of a mezuzah together, which of course we never do. But the Gemara is referring to, if you would do it, you have to do it with gidin. A gidin are sinews. Sinews. All cipher nowadays have sinews. Of course, you have to sew up tefillin with sinews. You have to sew together a sefer Torah with sinews. Well, Teifa begin the Tamis Yadayim is the Shav. Tamis Yadayim is the halach we had already mentioned once, that they made a gzera on Svarim that they are Tami. Okay, so after Gemara, Bar Minu. Got a problem here.
Wait, is Svarim Tami or the person Tami?
No, they are Tami. When a person touches them, they become.
They, person.
Yeah. When a person touches. Person. No, no. When a person touches them, he becomes Tami from them. Usvarim nechtav b'chol lashon. For a minute, mikra shikosu targum. The targum shikosu mikra. A posik, which you write in targum. Targum, which you write in lashon HaKadosh. Uksav ivri. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. Einu metame siyadayim. It's not metame the hands. It's not metame the hands. Achiyichtavu. It has to be written miksav ashiris. Ala sefer. On klaf. Ubidio with a certain type of ink. You don't meet those three qualifications, it's not a sefer. So it's a stira. For a minute, we have a stira. Because here it says, it has to be in a shiris and a sefer video. And Mishnah said not like that. Okay, let's stop 1 second here for a second. I once gave Shuas night before I came to the shul in the Kol. What letters were utilized in the Aseret HaDibros? It's a pellet, Amish a pellet. There's a sefer called the Aleph Beis by Otsko, written a long time ago by Rabbi Monk, who was the founder of Camp Monk in the Catskill Mountains. He used to give shir every day in the Aleph Beis, and they made it into a sefer. In the back, they have a long piece of Torah, and people refer to it as an essay, about this shiloh. It's a machlekes rishonim. The Hebrew language, the way we know it, is Ksav Ashurus. We also have something we call Rashi Ksav, which is the way we write Rashi Ksav. But besides that, something called Ksav Ivris, Ksav Ivri, in which the languages of the Aleph Beis, the shapes of the letters of the Aleph Beis are completely different. It looks like hieroglyphics. And the Shaila is, what was the... what letters were utilized in Luchas Rishonos, what letters were utilized in Luchas Achronos. One of the shapes of one of the letters is a triangle. It's just a fascinating thing. There are a lot of books out there, you can look at them, that have the different types of...
The ancient coins, right.
Very good, ancient coins. So, Gemara Omar Rava. Rava is not a stira. How's it not a stira? Like Hashem. God, top of the Tesla, and Aleph, holy Rabbi Yisai, finish another blot in Shas. Not Shaykh. Kan begufan shalonu, kan begufan shalahen. Rashi says, gufan uksiva. Kan begufan shalonu means, masnisan diktoni b'chol loshen. Here we are, Dr. David. Masnisan diktoni b'chol loshen. The Mishnah says in any language, shalishina es haksav, ela shashina es haloshen. Ubraisa begufan shalahen. The Braisa taught begufan shalahen. Okay, so now, kan begufan shalonu, kan begufan shalahen. When they're written in our ksiva, versus written in their ksiva. So that's why it says over here that it's no good. Zakti Yamara, Malay Abaya, Abaya said to Rav, 1 second. Abaya came to Lahi, the Gufan Shalahen. You're talking about they use their own letters. So my area, Mikra Shikosu Targum, but it's a Torah that instead of writing Lashon HaKodesh, you wrote in Targum. The Targum Shikosu Mikra, you wrote Targum Lashon HaKodesh. I feel a Mikra Shikosu Mikra, Targum Shikosu Targum. Nami, it's a problem. Tony Ashikh Devenu Ashuris, Allah safe with the O. You gotta write it with Shuris safe with the O. The Mishnah says you can use your vanis. But the Mishnah says Michal Lashon. Aloikash. Harabana Shim Gamliel. Different terrors. Rabbanan versus Shim Gamliel. What does that mean? That Rav Shimon Galil is in our Mishnah. So Rashi says three lines at the top. Who says you can't do anything? But the Gemara says that's not true either. Rav Shimon Galil didn't say you can only write in Ashuris. He said you can't write in any in all languages except Yevonis. But he said you can write in Yevonis. Like us, kan b'svarim, kan b'tfilin u'mezuzis. Tfilin mezuzis, my time. What's a tfilin mezuzis? Rav Shimon Galil b'hu v'hoyu. The words of the parsha of tfilin are v'hoyu. Hadvarim ve'ila v'hoyu b'avyasan yehu. So Gemara, stop. Now Gemara says, okay, you want to answer me? That's Bahayu, Bavyasan Yehu, and Ifa Tulin, Mezuzis have a different din. Only a Sefer Torah. Khan Mesorim, Khan Tulin, Mezuzis. Tulin, Mezuzis, my time, should have said Bahu, Bahayu. But you also say, hey, my Targum, Shikosan Mikra, Ika. What kind of Targum, Shikosan Mikra? What do you mean Targum, that you wrote in Lashon HaKodesh? What does it mean Targum, that you wrote in Lashon HaKodesh? Zakhti Gemara. My Targum Shikosan Mikra Ika Bishlai Metayra. There are two words in the Torah that are in Targum. Yigar Sahadusa. And you wrote them in Mikra. Elohacha, my Targum Ika. In Tfilin and Mezuzas. What kind of Targum is there? Eloi Kasha. No. You got to change. Kamba Megillah, Kamba Svarim. Megillah, my time. Why by Megillah may you not change? So Gemara says, very good. But my Targum, Shikosu Mikri, there's no Targum in Megillah. So Akhti Gemara, my papa, Benishma Piskom HaMelech. Benishma Piskom HaMelech. Nachma Yitzhakoma, Bechol Anoshim Yitnu Yikor Labalayim. The word Pisgam is Aramaic, and the word Yikor is Aramaic. Vashiyom Kitan Yehi Bishar Svarim. No, Mishar Svarim. Rav Yehuda. What's that? The Bryce is referring to Shar Svarim. Rav Yehuda, the Tanya, Tfilin, and Mezuzah, Ein Dechtov Melashuris. Rav Seinu Hitiru, strange Lushan. Rav Seinu Hitiru, Yevonis. I Voksiv, are you? Elaim of Svarim, Nechtov Mechol Lushan. Rav Seinu Hitiru, Yevonis. Hitiru, Mechlal, the Tanakama, Osar. Can't be. Elaimar Boseinu lo yitiru yishichtu el Yevonis. They only allowed Yevonis, but the Tanakhama allows everything else. The Tanyam, Rabbi Yehuda, because yitiru Boseinu Yevonis lo yitiru b'sefer Torah. They only allowed it by a sefer Torah, but not by Tfilin Mezuzas. Shemaisa the Talmai HaMelech. Because in the story of Talmai HaMelech, Bach puts in the words Maihi. Okay, we're about to embark down on a very famous piece of Gemara, but let's just wrap up, so to speak. We have Yevonis is unique. We'll see this by the end of the shiur today, or later on in the shiur, why Yevonis is unique, Greek. But right now, we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda said they only allowed Yevonis. They only allowed Yevonis. Only allowed Yevonis. What does this mean? What's the Maisa of Talmai HaMelech? The Tanya. Maisa of Talmai HaMelech. It's a Pella de Gezach here. Mamish a Pella de Gezach. Ay. Shekines, Shibmushnaim Zekanim. This is known as the Septuagint, right? They gathered 72 Chamidich HaChomet. Vechnisa Mishibmushnaim Batim, and they put them into 72 rooms. Lagilahem, and did not explain on my kin's son. Why he gathered him, and he didn't tell them why. V'nichlas eitzuk alech v'yecha, they went into every single person. V'yavalahem, kissuli, every single person he went into individually, he said, kissuli, toiras moishe rabchem. Stam, a beautiful lashon. Say by goy, a beautiful lashon.
Is this
coercion? Coercion, avada. If you mean to force, yeah, avada. Now we got a problem. 72 people in 72 rooms were asked to write a Sefer Torah and translate it into Greek. And obviously, with no room for coercion. Excuse me, you said coercion. No room for collaboration, right? No room for collaboration. Yeah. Eitzah. You want to call it Ruach HaKodesh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the lave of each one an Eitzah. V'yiskimu kulon nasachas. All the words in all of Tanakh, and they all agreed without talking to each other, without texting each other. They all agreed to the exact same changes. And here goes. Yikosvuloi. Elokim bara bereshis. Not bereshis bara Elokim, because they were afraid. As Rashi says, they should not say bereshis is a name of a deity. So for Elokim bara bereshis.
Meaning they translated this, even though they're quoting the pasuk, that way in Greek.
Correct. He translated and wrote it.
Right, but no, they're quoting
right.
Obviously Hebrew, but whatever the Greek quote.
Yes.
A third grader wouldn't do this.
A third grader would not have the sophistication to understand that the threat of the gun, of the knife, of the sword, was on everybody's head in Klal Yisrael. He wanted accuracy of the Torah in Greek, so they could see it, because you have to remember in those days, the book was utilized by everybody, and everybody knew that Klal Yisrael were the owners of the book. They were the owners of the book. Zokti Gemara, Esa Odom Betzelim Udemus. I will make an Odom Betzelim Udemus. I want to show you a Rashi in a moment. This is a set of Nahase, because Nahase is the kasha that anybody would have. What do you mean, we? They, the 72 Rabbanim, wanted to keep the authenticity of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu alive, without any inaccuracies.
Weren't the Greeks also experts in Torah?
Not in Torah Shebal Peh. They translated, they weren't experts in anything. I ain't talking about a bunch of bum mices. But they took what they could get from the Jews. So the Gemara Esa Odom Betzelem Ubedemus. Next, Vayechal B'Yoyim HaShishi.
And that doesn't Rashi say, even though there was a chance.
Yes, exactly. The Greeks, the Chachamim were afraid. They were afraid. They were talking to a bunch of, sorry for being so harsh over here, illiterate baboons. And understanding what the Torah means, because they don't have a commentary to believe that the rabbis know what they're talking about. The whole world denies that fact.
Even though there is a risk of apicoises, it's still worth it to teach us lessons.
That's a different shmoo.
So why not allow the risk to...
No, not for them. No, you'll see one more second. Ask all them and tell them the most next verse. V'yichal b'yoyim ha'shishi. V'yishpos b'yoyim ha'shishi. Not v'yichulu. So Rashi, Vechal v'yom ha'shishi, look at this Rashi. Shelo yoyim ha'rim kein esem melocha b'shabbis. Doksiv v'yichal v'yom ha'shishi. So God worked on Shabbos. V'ulah yikav olav met. Here. V'ulah yikav olav met v'shchachomim sh'dor shumash oyer l'mchosa menucha bosa Shabbos bosa menucha. This is the aside for everything. The rabbis make things up. This is the aside for everything. We have Greeks among us nowadays, Dr. Margulis. You understand them? You understand what I'm saying to you? Go turn around and speak to McGarfinkel. He'll tell you about the Greeks nowadays.
I had to explain to a Talmud yesterday, we were walking 10 minutes in the pouring rain, why umbrellas were usher on Shabbos.
Who's
Makabu?
Kosuloi, Elokim Barab Rashis, Esau Mitzel Mademus, by Chal Bayoim Ashishi, by Yishmash Biyam Ashvi, Zochor the cave of Bar Oi. V'likosu bar om.
Say,
yes, it was bothering me also. How come it says over here? It says what they didn't write. Yes, havo erdo. We have all some svasim, not nerdo. Vatiksachsora bikroveha and not bikirba, because they would have thought that perhaps Hashem is showing favoritism to Avram over Sarah. Ki ba'apam hagu shor uber tzayinim ikru avos, not that they killed people, only that they killed animals. Oh, yeah. writer. Vayikach Moshe says, Ishtav Yisbonav Yakiva Mal Noisei Bnei Odom, not in a Chamor. A Chamor was a non-sophisticated way to ride. Camel was more sophisticated. Horses, big tumble about, were there horses in those days that were ridden? Okay, got a tumble, but donkeys were not. They put it on Noisei Bnei Odom. Umoisha Bnei Shol, Shosh Mitzrayim, Shah Rotzat, Arba Meir Shon, against a tumble. We had a Shabbos HaGodol Drosh on this once. A whole tumult about this pasuk. This pasuk is very difficult to read. Of course, they were not in Mitzrayim for 430 years, if possible. 400 years that the shayla in the side, the gear says Bashar Rotz Shloshim Shloshim Shana Vidal Meir Shana. For Yishlach as Atute Bnei Yisrael, instead of saying Nare, who were the Bechoros, they changed the word to it should be considered more Choshim. They also Atute Bnei Yisrael Shalach Yodoy. Because they would not believe the word Nare is considered covered vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bully Boroi was your problem. Yeah. Turning over Nachan Omen and Shas. People are unbelievable. Loi Chamad Echad Mehem No Sosi Mamish Yesterday's Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu says Loi Chamor. We change Loi Chamad. He said, yeah, yeah, Chamor I never took, but I took other things. Shecholak Hashem Lekecha Tam Lahari Lechol Amim Lehei Lechol Amim. Otherwise, the Ben Noach Rashi says, might think he could do a Avodah Zarah of other things besides his son. Yeah, but Yelech, Vayavoid Elhim Acherim Shotzivisi Oyvdom, the same Shiloh. Because Fuloi, Bach changes B'mokoyim Esar, because Fuloi B'mokoyim Esar Neves, Es Tzira Saraglayim. Because Fuloi Esar Neves, Neshe Ishtoi Shal Talmai Ar Neves Mo. And he would have misinterpreted that. The Kal Yisrael are making fun of his wife. Shloyim asochu b'yehudim v'itilu shem ishti b'tayr. The Jews are making fun of me. Therefore, now I don't remember, but if we're learning, I believe, Avastar Abnasim, Yitzimin Chemayru, we went through all of these, and we had some Maisa, and I can't remember the Maisa, and I didn't have a chance to look it up, that we came across a text, and I don't remember why, in which the text, in fact, was a text that had incorporated these changes. I don't remember where we saw the text. I don't remember how it came about. I met somebody in a plane. I don't remember what happened over here. But somebody who lived his life with the Septuagint, not with the Torah. And that's obviously what we're saying here, these nafkaminas. In some of these words, it was like it was mamish while we were learning. I believe again it was almost sort of nothing while we were learning it, and it was mamish appella to see this Gemara come alive.
You know, the only thing that would have been a bigger miracle.
Yeah.
Is if there would have been in the same.
Yeah, that's the famous word from Rav Huttner Zatzal. Famous word from Rav Huttner Zatzal. He meant it for a different reason. I didn't want to say it over because okay, we'll leave it. But you are right, correct, Rabbi Shaul.
So the Septuagint,
but
that's the godless of, I see it as godless.
Yeah, I'm not saying no. Yeah.
Septuagint's still around?
I mean, yes.
And incorporates these changes?
Yes. That's what happened. I'm saying, I don't know why I had access to something with a Septuagint. We were like, it was mamish while we were learning the changes. They're in more detail there.
But the Vatican knows these Gemaras, and they can tell the Greeks, you know, what you've got is really a fake because the Jews changed it at the time they gave it to you.
That's a very scary point. Steve, that's a very scary point, that they could find out the truth. Okay, when they found out the truth, basically, I don't know if they ever found out the truth officially, I don't know. It's a very scary point.
Are these the only changes?
Yes.
No more.
Shem Galil Oymer, Af Bisfarim Leitir Shechtu Eli Yavonis. Amravo, Amravichar Alochim Shem Galil, you write a Sefer Torah in Yavonis. V'omar. Nowadays, by the way, we don't do that because we don't have the original Greek that they were talking about. The Omar, Reb Avo, Omar Reb Yechanan, Reb Avo said the name of Yechanan, my time Shim Gamliel, why? Omar Kro Yaftel Akim Liefes Ishkabo Leshem, Devorov Shal Yefes, Yubel Leshem. Oh, Devorov Shal Yefes, what about Goymaru Mogo, Yvema Gomeru Mogo, Rechia Barabo, my entire time of Sib Yaftel Akim Liefes, doesn't mean Stam. The words. means Yafyafusoy shall yefes yubol eshe. For some reason, which I definitely cannot appreciate, I don't know if there are people around who know how to appreciate it, for some reason the Greek language was something that was had this beauty to it. This beauty to it. Beinei HaTorah. You have to look at the passing in the Torah. I'm not sure what that's about. I'm not a linguist, obviously, and I'm definitely not a Yodea of the language of Greek to know why it's a chiluk here. I don't know.
Is it the only language or is it the culture as well?
I'm not sure. Pashas, it means only the language. Pashas, it means only the language.
What is,
we fought the culture, so Pashas is only the language. Yes. What is?
Just saying, like, there was a certain sophistication, you know.
Yeah,
right. You know, there was no intermarriage in South Africa or Babel. No one wanted to be a South African or a Babylonian, but there was in Greek.
See, Rashi says, if you use a yefes who lush in yefes, the shayin of yefes be shol kol in yefes.
What about
go ahead.
With
the
Ber Heitiv, the Torah is written in 70 languages.
Yeah.
So that means that.
Yeah, that's a good question. Also, the Ber Heitiv, the Torah, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, I once said a pshat over there based on the Musar and the Vim. He said a Murray the pshat that we came into Eretz Yisrael, we had a mezuzah. Always have a mezuzah. We come into our house. Eretz Yisrael needed a mezuzah that had all of Tanakh in it. Unbelievable thing. Big mezuzah.
But obviously, it was sanctioned.
Yeah. What happened?
What did that translate?
I'll tell you what the difference is.
I'll
tell you what I once said. The difference is over there. You came there to show where there was a Ber Heitiv with all 70 languages under our control. It was under our control. They had a Shiloh that would have come to us. Over here, it was not under our control. This is a very serious. I'll take one more minute here. This was it. You know, we owned Torah Shebiksav. We owned it. Anybody wanted to know anything about Torah Shebiksav, they had to come to the Jews. That was translated. And from that translation, it was translated to every language in the world. And then, as the Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanhuma says in Parshas Truma, we lost the uniqueness of the Jewish people to own the book. The book belonged, in a certain way, belonged to everybody. But Torah Shebal Peh is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Umos. Umos came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, we have the Torah. Here's the Torah, it's in our language. No, you have the Torah Shebal Peh. You know what an esrog is? It doesn't say esrog, Priya Tadda, right? All the rayas, the simple rayas, Priya Tadda. When Garfield goes for a walk with one of his students, how do you know what a Priya Tadda is? Why don't you take a tomato on Sukkos? Why don't you make pink tefillin? Why don't you make them round? Why don't you make them out of buckwheat? Why are you making tefillin? You open up a Shulchan Aruch 8 times in Hilchos Tefillin. It says the words Halacha L'Moshe
B'Yisrael. There was a Jewish author who did a year. He said, called it Living Biblically, and it is the most hysterical thing. He literally lived his life a year according to how he understood Torah Shebiksav, and it is the greatest illustration of the
Tipshus.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. 100% Tipshus. I once had a nurse. I was in the hospital once. She says she lives biblically. They go to the forest and they live under the trees or something. You know, a sukkah. What's a sukkah? Without besach the sukkah. You know what a sukkah is. What are you doing over here? The vase garnish shall tarish shemal peh. Okay, fine. So they look at Mishnah bein koyin. Mishuach mishav bein koyin. Mishuach mishav in a mishchol the brubu v'god elapa haba kol mitzvus. Ein bein koyin mishamish the koyin shavar elapa yom kippurim asir saifa. Okay, so now we're transferring from the beauty of Torah and Mishra Beinu, the mice of Korach Nebuch, and now we're transferring to Golos of Bayis Rishon. There's a famous Rashi here. Rashi and Makis says the same thing. Kehanim, look at Rashi. Kadosh Shimshu Bayis Sheni Be'afa Bayis Rishon Be'Moshe Shua Be'Moshe Yoshiyo Be'Eloch Shenogu Tzluch Shel Shemben HaMishcha Shem.
Where is the Rashi?
First Rashi in the Mishnah. Kahanim sheshimshu b'bayis sheni v'yafa b'bayis rishon mimos yoshiyo aveilach she. What's that word? Nignaz. Thank you. Nignaz sluchis shel shemen mishcha. And the more shemen mishcha. The olive oil, the oil for Moshe Rabbeinu, the shemen mishcha. We mentioned it yesterday. Yesterday morning. Oh, yeah, the shemen mishcha. No more shemen mishcha. 11 years before the five first place were destroyed. A kohen gadol now only became what's called meruba b'begadim. When you talk to your eidah, your daughters or your granddaughters, and they want to know what's going on here, zayde, what's a kohen gadol? How's a kohen gadol defined during second place of mikdash? My tired children or my grandchildren, great grandchildren, makes a mikdash. A kohen gadol in the first place of mikdash was shemen a mishcha and meruba b'begadim. 8 begadim versus 4 with shemen a mishcha on his head, however the oil stayed on his head, whatever happened over there. By Sheni, in the last 11 years of Bayis Risha, you'll tell your granddaughter, last 11 years of Bayis Risha, at the time I think, you'll go like this, I think it is, Yoshio! Yo! Okay, so to Gemara, Holy Indian, Pari, Yemiki, Puri, Messi, Saifo, Zevizesha, one second, do we have to say one more thing? A Kain falls and breaks his arm, Rahman, he can't do the Abaydah with a broken arm. But a broken arm is healable. So now with the Kain pro tempore, who took over for him for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks until his broken arm or leg was healed. He became a Kohen Gadol. Once a Kohen Gadol, that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Zok Te'elik Mishnah, Ibe Kohen Meshuv Hashem, and the Mishnah, the Ruvu Gadol, the Pahabal Mitzvah. That's one issue. Only a parable called Mitzvah was a parsha in the Torah about a Kohen who would, there was a psak that was incorrect. That's one. There's no doing the Kohen who is a Kohen Shehovah. The one who comes back, let's see the Gemara, they're both equal. They both have a din of Gehadim Gedoilim. That's not like Rameah. The Rameah, Hatanya, Merubu, Godim, maybe Par HaBoah, call him Mitzvah. You can bring a Par HaBoah, call him Mitzvah. Div Rameah, Chomarin, maybe my time in Rameah, once a time in Rameah, Rameah holds are all the same. My time with the mayor, no difference between Meruba Godim and Shemen HaMishcha, the first part of the Mishnah. The Tanya Mashiach, Ein Liel HaMashuach with Shemen HaMishcha, Meruba Godim, what happens if he only has Meruba Godim in the ninth of Allah, HaMashiach, but my Kippur, the Lord, the mayor. Eim HaSefer, so therefore the Mishnah says that there's a difference, it's not going according to the mayor. Eim HaSefer, what about the second part of the Mishnah? Eim HaKoyim HaShavah, HaKoyim HaShavah, El Pai Yavim HaKoyim HaShavah, HaKoyim HaShavah, Hold the Kol Dibreim, Zevin HaShavah, otherwise they're all equal. Awesome, Lord, mayor. Tanya ira boy psul. If something happens to the kohen gadol, umidu kohen acher tachzov. They point another one. Rishayin chayz la'avaydasai. When the first one goes back to his avaydah, sheni kol mitzvah kudu gadolav de rameir. That's rameir. He keeps all the mitzvah kudu gadolav. Those are the words of rameir. Yesi yomer. Rishayin chayz la'avaydasai. Sheni in a roy loy the kohen gadol kohen hadin. He's not right to be a kohen gadol or a kohen hadin. Remember Rabbi Yosi. Ma'isam Rabbi Yosi ben Ulam. She mitzi pyri, she ira by psul b'koyin gadol umineo tachtov. They appointed somebody else. So by myself, they chachami yomru rishon choyzlam. And also, first he goes back. When his leg heals, he goes back. Sheini in a royal leather koyin gadol koyin hedyin. He's nothing. Not a koyin gadol or a koyin hedyin. Koyin gadol. Why? Mishum eva. You can't have two kind of gadolim. It's eva. What's eva mean? Fear.
Acrimony.
Good word. Yeah. Ain't a royal leather koyin gadol koyin hedyin. Koyin gadol mishum eva. Koyin hedyin mishum malam b'kodesh lemarin. Reish the rabbanon v'sefer rameir. No nekudas and no punctuation.
Is that a question?
Oh, that's why I was waiting for my coffee. Reish the rabbanon v'sefer rameir. It's a question there, even though there's no question mark. Amar Chizda in Reish the rabbanon v'sefer rameir. We never want to do that unless we're stuck. No, here's another big yisoid. Rebbe, this Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe Yehuda Nossi. What did Rebbe Yehuda Nossi say? V'nosav la'aliba netanoi. In the Reisha he holds not like Rameir. In the Sefer he holds yes like Rameir. Rebbe Yehuda Nossi was a Talmud of Rameir, as we know in the Gemara in Erevin. But nevertheless, here he took the initiative to make his own psak. And if psak was, the ratio is like Rameir, excuse me, the ratio is not like Rameir, and the Sefer is like
Rameir. How does it make it better? So you have Rebbe deciding.
It's not a steer, it's not a steer. Now it's Rebbe. It's not ratio Rameir, Sefer, not, it's not ratio, not Rameir, Sefer, Rameir. No! Whole Mishnah is going to Rebbe. Rebbe posture this way. That's something which is unusual, but it happens. But the most important, who am I to say what's the most important? But the lesson that we can never forget. We go to the suburbs and we're on the plane, even though nobody talks to anybody on planes anymore. Or we go to Rabbi Garfinkel's Shabbaton, and there's this Talmidim turn to you, and they ask you a question. without validating and incorporating the Mesorah of the rabbis, there is no Torah. And that's all there is to it. Slacha Rabbah to all of us, everybody say, Kol Tov, Kol Tov, Kol Tov.